can't wait for you to write your name down because I definitely forgot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm trying to learn all your names too.
Mr. Teacher.
It's day three of the district summer school program, and Mr. Teacher, better known as Kenneth Hemingway, is still getting to know his group of about 20 students. He's teaching high school English.
Because the next story that we're reading, sci-fi, based upon what you said and what you like reading, sci-fi, it's called The Sound of Thunder by Ray Bradbury. Time travel, going back in time, hunting dinosaurs. Do you see where this is going?
Hemingway says he appreciates having the extra time with students this year because of the unique impacts the pandemic had on each one. Some did well in online classes and others didn't.
There are going to be a lot of kids that, you know, lacked where they should be as far as proficient and where they ended up last year, and that's a gap that we got to fill.
It's a big push. Normally, the district offers just a single summer program to about 750 students, mostly high schoolers, who need to make up failed classes or maybe want to get ahead. But this year, over 5,000 students from kindergarten to 12th grade are enrolled in summer school, doing everything from credit recovery to enrichment to tutoring. And that's just for the first block. The district will have another summer school block in July. This year's summer classes are all about addressing the learning loss that teachers and administrators know students experienced during the pandemic, and getting them ready for fall classes, says District Secondary Director Marty Lang. Standardized testing has been complicated and inconsistent over the past year, providing a murky picture of where students currently are academically. Getting a grasp on who needs additional help began toward the end of the school year when students were able to have some in-person learning, Lang says.
What the teacher was seeing kind of identified those students who maybe weren't as far along academically as they would expect them to be at this point in their grade level. And at the elementary level, those are the students who are then recommended for a summer learning opportunity. At secondary, for those students who weren't successful and didn't earn a passing grade, that's primarily how we identified students.
Enter summer school. Lisa Moundscraft, one of the coordinators, says the program will give teachers and students more face-to-face time together to gauge where learning is, but also to build relationships and dive deeper into the challenges of the past year. She says contributing factors to failing grades this time around were really linked to the pandemic.
Trying to navigate Zooms and not having the internet or, you know, not having food and oversleeping or having to share one computer with, you know, three or four brothers and sisters and parents who are working from home. So this summer school is different. Kids are coming from a different place.
Moundscraft, a former counselor, says she spent these early days simply having conversations with students and getting to know them. More than anything, she wants summer school to be a safe, caring, and relaxing environment that students want to come to and feel comfortable in. There's donuts and apple juice in the hallways that students can grab. Support staff play oldies tunes over the speakers. Dawn Anderson serves as one of the school DJs in the morning, playing throwback 90s jams. She's also a science teacher, and she agrees with this year's approach to summer school.
I feel like we all just need a giant hug. Like, we all just need a little attention right now. We all need a little bit of something to keep us going. I think it's all going to be okay. Just big, deep breath. Big hug for everyone. We'll be on our way.
You can work on it. Yeah, this is what we're
back in Hemingway's English class, students are taking the first steps toward getting back on track.
But listen, hey, this is just your time to just, hey, no anxiety, no worry, just relax, do what you do, get your work done. As soon as you're done, bring it up here. I'd love to see it.
In Anchorage, I'm Mayowa Aina.
Just do well on this. So listen, remember, I'm here to help too. So if you